This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to convene his cabinet in person, and for the first time today at the White House, the 25-person group will discuss the president's new infrastructure plan, which he unveiled yesterday. According to Mr. Biden, the plan will focus on American-based companies to upgrade 20,000 miles of roads and fix the country's 10 most important bridges. Mr. Biden's cabinet will also discuss the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson says that a quality problem at a Baltimore plant in the U.S. state of Maryland has delayed shipments of its single-dose vaccine. A mistake with ingredients may have ruined up to 15 million doses. Seven pro-democracy advocates were convicted in Hong Kong Thursday for organizing and participating in an unlawful assembly during massive anti-government protests in 2019. The activists included media tycoon and founder of the Apple Daily tabloid Jimmy Lai, who had already been hailed without bail on other charges related to his pro-democracy activities. Organizers of the August 18th protest in 2019 said that more than 1 million people rallied against a proposed bill that would have allowed criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. The extradition bill was eventually withdrawn, but the protests expanded to include demands for full democracy and at times descended into violence between protesters and police. China has since taken a tougher stance, implementing a security law on Hong Kong and approving reforms that will reduce the public's role in voting for lawmakers for the city's legislature. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has gone on a hunger strike until he is given proper medical care, according to a post on his Instagram account. Navalny survived a near-fatal poisoning last year and was arrested when he returned to Moscow in January following life-saving treatment in Germany. He blames Russia for the poisoning, but the Kremlin denies any role in it. The United States and other countries have sanctioned Kremlin officials over the poisoning, and many are calling for Navalny's release. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken affirmed the U.S. support for Ukraine in the face of Russia's ongoing aggression, this in a phone call with the country's foreign minister. Blinken expressed concern about the security situation in eastern Ukraine and offered condolences on the recent loss of four Ukrainian soldiers in shelling by Russian forces in Donbas, the highest daily death toll since a ceasefire agreement was reached last July. The Kremlin said Wednesday it was concerned about mounting tensions in eastern Ukraine and that it feared Kyiv's government could do something to restart a conflict with pro-Russian separatists. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned that a bloodbath is imminent and there is an increasing possibility of civil war in the country if civilian rule is not restored. Special Envoy Christine Schreiner-Bergener urged the UN Security Council to consider all available tools to take collective action and do what is right and what the people of Myanmar deserve, according to a copy of her remarks obtained by VOA. Myanmar has been mired in chaos and violence since the military's overthrow of the civilian government on February 1st and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy, or NLD, party. The military has claimed widespread fraud occurred in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Niger's security forces thwarted an attempted military coup at the West African country's presidential palace overnight, according to a government statement. The coup attempt raises fear of more violence, coinciding with Mohamed Bazoum's inauguration as president on Friday. Already, his administration faces unprecedented threats from Islamic extremists near the country's troubled border with Mali. For more on these and other stories making international news today, visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.